بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Imam Zaid Shakir. We're in Ramadan, but this message we pray will be relevant even after Ramadan, but may these last waning days of Ramadan prove to be extremely blessed for everyone. Always remember, al-amalu bi khawatimiha, actions are based on the last of them. So we pray that the last of Ramadan is the best of Ramadan, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. But I'm not here to talk about Ramadan per se, I'm here to talk about the Cambridge Central Mosque. The Cambridge Central Mosque is a beautiful, inspiring place, the fulfillment of a vision. And I know that vision, one of the people most instrumental in laying out that vision was Sheikh Abdul Hakim Murad. May Allah protect him and all of his family, friends and loved ones and students and teachers. May Allah protect and bless them all. The vision of a place that reflects the biological essence of Europe, a land of forest, a land of shade, a land of water, and all of those elements you see reflected in the architecture of the masjid in a very beautiful and stunning way. But it's a vision that also includes service to the people of the land, service to the poor, service to the downtrodden, service to the hungry, service to those who are falling through the cracks of our societies. And as these our societies prove to be particularly weak, essentially weak in terms of caring for those elements who are sometimes marginalized and being very, very protective and generous to the wealth, to the wealthy, institutions such as the Cambridge Central Mosque must step forward to fill the gaps. And that's happening in a very beautiful way through the programs that have been established. Another feature of the masjid is that it's an eco-friendly masjid. You know, I'm amazed at the things the coronavirus has actually shut down. It shut down pollution. It shut down wasteful practices. And one of those wasteful practices, as Muslims, we engage in it, along with others, not just exclusively Muslims. And that's the tremendous amount of waste that we experience when we have our iftars in the masjid with the styrofoam plates and plastic cups and plastic knives and plastic forks. And most of that stuff just ends up being dumped into the ocean, where it chokes aquatic life and sea turtles. And that's not happening this year. And so the environment is breathing a sigh of relief, not just in general, but specifically because of the things that we as Muslims contribute. And that's one of the beautiful aspects of the Cambridge Muslim Mosque. It's a place that doesn't just talk about or envision Muslims doing better. It's a place where Muslims are doing better. And therefore it's an example, it's an exemplary institution. I encourage all of you to support it. This institution, and I should add, I would be negligent if I didn't add that during this COVID-19 crisis, this global pandemic, the Cambridge Muslim Mosque has provided a wide array of services to people suffering in various ways, directly and or indirectly as a result of the pandemic. So it's an exemplary institution deserving of our support. And we should all step up to support this institution, brothers and sisters. Now that the masjid doesn't have its regular Jummah and other services, a lot of money gets dropped into the box on Friday, into the collection boxes on Fridays. A lot of money. That's not happening. So we need your support, brothers and sisters. so that the masjid can continue with the amazing programs that have been undertaken. The masjid can continue to function with a professional staff. And that's critically important for our institutions, that they're professionalized. They don't become a rigid Stalinist sort of technocratic stifling of the human spirit sort of institution, but they are professionally run with ihsan and with love, with mahabba, with excellence, with an ethic of service. And so we have to make that possible. It's happening now, but we need to help, better yet, not make it possible, it's happening, help it to continue to happen. Help the masjid, the mosque, to continue to thrive and to be an exemplary institution where you're not ashamed. I've been in masjids, and I won't say where, in various parts of the world. I would be extremely hesitant to bring a non-Muslim, to bring one of my non-Muslim relatives there and say, this is my house of worship. But the Cambridge Muslim Mosque, the Cambridge Central Mosque, this is an institution, a Muslim institution, where I would be extremely proud to bring any of my non-Muslim relatives or friends any day of the week. Let's go visit my house of worship. And this is happening there. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people are visiting there monthly, and they're getting to see Islam at its best. And Islam at its best is something very beautiful, even during these times of lessening. So the intensity of the prophetic light in these days isn't as strong as it was when we were closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam chronologically, but that light still shines, and it shines through the beautiful people and the beautiful institutions like the Cambridge Central Mosque. And people, when they go into these places and they meet those people, they know that there's something about this religion. So it's a great opportunity for da'wah. May Allah bless all of our brothers and sisters there. May Allah bless and protect Sidi Abdul Hakim Murad. May Allah protect his family and bless his family, all of his students, all of those who support him in this effort. And may we all join together at a certain level to create a very, very beautiful and powerful force in this world. There's no perfection in this world. That's not the nature of the world. There's no freedom from trials or tribulation. That's not the nature of the world. So the myth of human progress, that's very real. The whole idea that we can come up with a techno fix even for fundamental human propensities, it's not going to happen. But we can, there can, and there is beauty in the world. And that beauty can be more organized than it is. Not to a perfect degree, but more organized. Someone says something, I'll leave you with this, that organized evil will defeat disorganized good every time. So it's time for the people of good who try and strive to the best of their abilities to be good and to do good, to organize so that there can be a force of good, not a perfect force, not a force that will necessarily change the world, but a force that will show people the beauty of our religion. May Allah bless you all. May you enjoy these last waning days of Ramadan. And after Ramadan, may you continue to carry the spirit of Ramadan forward with you. Be careful, be safe, but don't be paranoid. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Imam Zayd Shakir urging everyone to support the Cambridge Central Mosque. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi.